Next is a progress note on Joyce Rochester, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Joyce, J-O-I-C-E. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was August 8, 2022. New paragraph, Mrs. Rochester was seen. Regarding. Follow up of congestive heart failure. Pacemaker status, atrial fibrillation, etc. New pair of history. Mrs. Rochester saw a cardiologist about a week ago, period. Her pacemaker is functioning, period. Her atrial fibrillation is stable, heart rate is controlled, period. It can fluctuate sometimes, but today was 64 when seen, period. New period. It's noted that her INR in June was 1.9, period. She denies any bleeding, denies any palpitations. She occasionally gets palpitations, but she denies it frequently, and she denies any chest pain or dyspnea, period. She mobilized by wheelchair and is weak in general, period. She continues amiodarone 200 milligrams twice a day and metoprolol 12.5 milligrams BID and digoxin 125 micrograms daily, period. This controls her rate, period. I offered her a novel anticoagulant such as Eliquis, but she states it's too expensive, period. Currently her warfarin is at 2 milligrams on Sundays, 2 milligrams on Mondays, 1 milligram on Tuesday, 2 milligrams on Wednesday, 1 milligram on Thursday, 2 milligrams on Friday, and 1 milligram on Saturday, period. Functional inquiry is positive for weakness and occasional feelings of tremor inside, period. It's not clear-cut palpitations, period. Blood pressure 128 over 60, temperature 97.3, pulse 64, oxygen saturation 97%. Head and neck is unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Hearing is just slightly reduced, but not bad. Next up, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly. No nose, lungs. No clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2, no gallop. No murmur. She has edema 2+. Abdomen soft and non tender. CNS cranes goes intact. Sensation normal. Musculoskeletal. She has thickening of the knees, period. She can ambulate but is slow, period. New paragraph. Skin was unremarkable. No rash, itch, or and dry in general. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Rochester has atrial fibrillation and also a pacemaker, period. Heart rate is controlled, period. Her INR was slightly down. I'll reorder this week. And I will increase our Thursday dose of warfarin to 2 milligrams daily, period. Otherwise, he's continue the medicine as described above under the history of present illness, period. Alkanid and Jox, 0.25 micrograms daily, plus the amiodarone, 200 milligrams twice a day, plus metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams BID, period. He saw her cardiologist a week ago, and he concurs with these current medications, period. Two tests of congestive heart failure, but that appears stable on the Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has hypertension, was controlled with the above meds, period. His pacemaker, which appears to be functioning, period. I will order INR plus check a TSH due to her weakness and a basic metabolic panel and CBC due to the weakness, period. Prothrombin time and INR will be done, hopefully, on August 10th when the lab comes in, period. Overall, we'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.